my favourite time of riding is in the evenings, in the summer, because that really reminds me of being a kid, because I couldn't really get out till the evenings, until I finished school and the traffic had died down, and I'd ride out to Denham, or there used to be, I forget, the Pinewood Studios. You used to have a chain gang around there on a Tuesday night. So I'd tend to get back at like 10 o'clock at night, and it always reminds me now of kind of that time when you go out about 8 o'clock, the sun's still up, it's a nice evening, the roads are dead quiet. And in last year, I started taking my kids out at that time, just riding around the lanes and stuff. And so that's my favourite time of the day. And I tend to get back from a race Sunday night or whatever. I'll go out on a Monday evening if the weather's nice and it's in the summer, and just do an hour and a half. And that's probably the most enjoyable part of riding a bike for me, is just that, because you haven't got to do anything. You haven't got to hold a certain power, do certain efforts. You haven't got to worry about how you're feeling. You can be tired from the racing, but it's not about that. It's just about turning the legs, enjoying the pleasures of riding a bike. You come home, you have a shower, and that sort of feel-good factor you've had from having done it, and you know, all the endorphins and everything that you release when you're exercising that. And that's my favourite time, really. And even last night, it was a beautiful night up here last night, and I was in the garden and sort of wished I was on my bike, because it's very rare in this country you get evenings like it was last night, not a breath of wind, sunny, still warm. And you just, it's those times I wish that I was, if I just go out for an hour now, it'd be really nice. So it's that still gives me as much pleasure. When I was a kid, I never used to go out for the pleasure of just cycling. I used to go out and I used to have to hurt myself, because I enjoyed the kind of the race element of it, which is why I used to go and do the chain gang or have a burn up on the club run or whatever. Because that's what it's about. You know, I used to think I was Johan Museo or Franco Ballerini's, and you know, it's kind of, I'd watched a classic on a Sunday and I want to go out and replicate it and be that, you know, when I was 15, 16. So, but now, you know, a bit older, a bit cooler, you don't really want to do all that. Although, having said that, the age I'm at now, I went out in a Mapei shirt the other day just for the hell of it, because I've sort of started buying up all old stuff, and it's just that kind of embracement of like, why I'm here today and why I'm into cycling today, and just it's because of all those inspirational figures when I was a kid, really. So, and 20 years have suddenly rolled by, and I'm coming to the end of this now, and it's given me so much cycling and so much enjoyment, and will continue to the day I die, and it was now giving my kids the same amount. So it's a fantastic thing, and I'm totally in love with the sport, the activity of the sport, not necessarily the racing element of it now so much, but just that side of it, being able to just get out and the freedom it gives you, and the ability to get from one place to another in a set amount of time off your own back with no stresses, no traffic jams, whatever. And I live 36 miles away from here, and it took me an hour and a half to get here this morning, and I hope to cover the same sort of distance in 1 hour on a bike in a few weeks' time. So I think that kind of just sums up the beauty of bike riding. I've just been in Mallorca last week training, and the hordes of cyclists there are there, every ability, fat, thin, short, long, trainers, rucksacks on the back, but just doing the activity. That's what people love about cycling. Yeah, I mean, you see London now, the Bojos, and the amount of people that are on bikes and commuting on, getting just being able to get from one place to another, is what is so appealing, I think, about cycling. And it's been there for hundreds of years, and it's almost like it's kind of been this wake-up call for a lot of people. And the difference now in these big cities, especially from 20 years ago, I used to ride around Regent's Park a lot, and I went round Regent's Park after Paris-Nice this year in the morning, and it was incredible. The amount of cyclists going around there now, all trying to race each other. And if I was 15 again and had that on my doorstep as it is now, I'd have been in my element. And it wasn't. It was just me riding around there, and the odd cycle courier commuting through Regent's Park to get somewhere else. And that's how I see the boom in cycling is that's the standout thing for me, is just the change in Regent's Park in 20 years. And I think that was one of the things that really struck me as a kid, was watching like Sunday in Hell and watching Francesco Moser on the cobbles. And you would never realise he was on cobbles if you didn't see the road he was riding on, because of his smoothness. And I always find myself like trying to replicate the best possible riding position when I'm on it. And whether that's dropping my heels slightly, or I'm a bit uncomfortable because I'm quite stiff, or I'm not quite straight on my saddle, that I'm constantly adjusting myself. Because when I find that perfection, it's quite a bit hard to explain this, but when I find that perfection in how I'm riding a bike, it somehow flows and is easier for me. And the worst days on a bike are the days where you don't feel quite comfortable, can't get comfortable on your saddle, you've got a saddle sore, or you're a little bit twisted because you've been sat in a car all day. It's never enjoyable then. I just want to get off the bike and crack me back or something, or, you know, because... So that in some ways it's kind of, I have to be at one with the bike and comfortable on the bike, because then it's easy and then I enjoy it. And it's very much the hour record is that really, that if it's flowing and you're on it and you feel at one with the bike, then it, in some ways it's quite easy. And when I've had quite a few of those in the last few years where the performance has gone absolutely to perfection, and you hear people talking about, like Dave Brailsford always say, that he's the best at executing these rides and that. And for me, executing those rides is about being at one with the bike. This is sounds quite guru like this, but that is as big a part of it for me, really. And I hear it in other sports that are completely different to cycling, but I hear people like Jenson Button and that talking on them, and they say the balance of the car wasn't quite right today. I didn't quite have it, the feel of it. And that's how it sums up for me bike riding, or his first touch wasn't as good in a football match. And when those things were, look at his first touch. For me, that is what I'm after with cycling, is the minute you get on the bike, you know how you feel as you roll off from a set of traffic light, you roll off from your front gate, or if I come off the bus at a race and I roll to the sign on that first pedal rev, I know how I'm going to feel. Oh, that my legs feel sore today. It's the first thing that comes to your mind. And that's a constant for me every day I go out on my bike. And by the time I get the first part of my lane to get out onto open roads is about 600 metres. By the time I get to that end point, I know how the rest of the ride's going to go. And it's those things that give me satisfaction, really. And in some ways, I've been thinking about it more and more recently, is when I retire, I never want the effortless sensation of cycling to go away. And I know at some point it's going to go away, because I won't be as fit as I am. So some of the hills I go up that hardly touch the sides, at some point in the future, they're going to get really hard. Whether it's riding around Mallorca, or 17 minutes up Look, or 23 minutes up Zacalobro in Mallorca, or whatever. At some point, that's going to take me 45 minutes. and it's the effortless in cycling and being at one with the bike that I really enjoy. It's doing 5 hours, 6 hours, coming back and feeling like you've done one. And that will change at some point, and I'm not looking forward to that. And that's my biggest satisfaction in cycling, is when I can do 5 hours, come home, I've just enjoyed every moment of it. And it's not a slog. It's not hard work. I wasn't constantly adjusting myself on the bike all day. The position didn't quite feel right. You know, I've got to put my saddle up a little bit, 2 mil. I'm going to drop it, 2 mil. Tire feels a bit flat. Some tire brakes are rubbing on. No, they're not. It's hard. You know, the constant things that every cyclist goes through, really. But it's perfection for me, that riding a bike. When I attain that sense of it, then you start enjoying the ride. And then you start enjoying the surroundings. And I find myself in races wandering off, enjoying the surrounding. When I'm feeling great, I'm just sat at the back, and you go up a small climb and someone's coming backwards and you're effortless, and it just feels great. And then it sort of dictates where you start going. Well, I'll do a right here. I'll go up that climb. I wouldn't have normally gone up it if it didn't feel great. You know, and I'll drop up and do another left. I'll go up there today. And it starts taking you to places you probably wouldn't have gone. I like that. And then all of a sudden you find yourself, you've been out for an hour longer than you wanted to go out because it's nice weather or whatever. And then likewise, if it's raining and you've gone out for 4 hours, and you think, oh God, am I going to do two today? And so it, it, it can take you anyway, the bike, depending on your state of mind or how you feel or the enjoyment you're getting from it. And in some ways it's quite a unpredictable, which is why so many people love it. And I've met someone who I've never ever met anyone else like, in Sean Yates, who just loves riding his bike for ridiculous amounts of time, and would be on his bike every day for 8 hours if he could. I have an understanding of why that he because I've spoke at length to him about why I like riding a bike, and I have an understanding of just that. Like on rest days in the Tour de France, he'd go out at 7 o'clock in the morning, come back 7 o'clock at night, and had been out for 12 hours. How long do you do, Sean? I did 8.5 hours, but I stopped and had lunch. Just loves it. And there's so many people around the country like that that just love cycling, and it's incredible. I mean, I've been doing trials recently where, you know, I've started and the first 26 minutes has just flown by. I think I'm halfway now, because you just get into such a monotonous, it's a very strange thing. Every 125 meters you go into a banking and it almost becomes trance-like. I remember going in the driver's cabin of a Eurostar train once. I got invited to come up there, and the drivers have a button they have to push every couple of minutes to make sure they don't fall asleep, because every 50, 60 metres in the Eurotunnel, there's a light, and as the train picks up speed, these lights are just flashing by, like, and it almost becomes like, just like in a trance almost, and they have to push these buttons because drivers fall asleep in Eurostar, and they have to push this button, and if they don't push it, an alarm goes off, because it sends them into a trance-like state. And riding the hour is a little bit like that. After half an hour of just so focused on this black line banking, and you have to pedal a little bit more in the banking each lap because your speed picks up in a banking, so you have to press on the power to keep the power stoked, because if you kept it the same, you'd end up pressing on in the straights and your power would go quite high. So there's an art to riding the track. It's not like riding on a flat piece of road. So every 125 metres you've just got press on slightly. Your cadence goes up 5 RPM in the bankings, and so you're just focused on that, like banking straight, every 125 meters for 221 laps for 1 hour. And that's that in itself is quite, if you did something, if I move that glass for 1 hour straight, it would become quite monotonous in itself. So the hour record is a little bit like that in some ways, riding a bike, focusing on this black line. And if you really focused on that with no one else in the room or 6,000 people cheering you on doing that, it would become, there's a focus to that and an element. And obviously, to do that for 1 hour, I'd want to make sure that I'm quite comfortable in my chair before I do it and got everything I need. And, you know, and that's what it's like with the hour, because you can't start just in your suit after two laps or whatever. So it has to be, and the only way to do that is to do it time and time again in training before. So the day before you do the first 5 minutes, that was fine. I know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. And over the years, I've developed that with time trialing, in the last 2.5 hours before a time trial, and I arrive at the bus, get on the bus, sit down, play the same playlist every time, hour and a half to go, start drinking your bicarb, whatever you're going to do. Half an hour to go, your warm-ups there. It's just this routine. And then the time trial, start 500 watts for the first one, take it down to 450, bang. And it's quite a religious thing. And then the hours, no different really, just the surroundings are different.